Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
And it is a cautiously positive mood this morning. U.S. equity futures are pointing to a modestly higher open, building on what was a pretty strong session yesterday.
That's right. Yesterday marked the fifth consecutive winning session for the S&P 500. The major averages have even reclaimed their 50-day moving averages. It seems like the market is really clinging to those hopes for a December rate cut.
Completely. That dovish commentary from Fed officials is the fuel for this fire. And we saw that optimism ripple across the globe overnight. Asia had a mostly higher session, with Japan's Nikkei jumping nearly 2% and South Korea's KOSPI surging almost 3%.
Wow, that's some serious momentum. Was that just follow-through from the U.S.?
Partially, but there are local stories too. There's growing chatter in Japan that the Bank of Japan could actually announce a rate hike at its December meeting. And over in Europe, the major indices are also trading modestly higher, holding steady.
Okay, so a decent global backdrop, let's bring it back home. What's on the economic calendar for today? It looks like a busy one ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
It's packed. We already saw the MBA Mortgage Applications Index, which ticked up just a tiny 0.2%. But the main events land at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We get weekly jobless claims, durable goods orders for September, and later the Fed's beige book. That 8:30 data dump will be critical.
Got it. Now, let's get to the main event. Earnings. We have some absolutely massive pre-market movers. Let's start with the good news. Urban Outfitters. Ticker URBN is absolutely soaring.
Soaring is the word. It's up over 18% in the pre-market. Just a fantastic report, beating expectations on both earnings per share and on revenue. A clear standout winner this morning.
And Dell also seems to be having a great morning. Ticker DEE.
Another strong one. Dell is up about 3.5%. They beat earnings expectations and, crucially, guided their fourth quarter earnings and revenue above the consensus. That forward-looking guidance is exactly what investors wanted to see.
Okay, so that's the good. But it is definitely not all good news out there. Nutanix, ticker NTNX, is, well, it's getting obliterated.
Obliterated is the only way to describe it. The stock is down more than 16%, and this is a classic guidance story. They reported earnings that were in line, but their forecast was a disaster. They guided Q2 and full-year revenue below what Wall Street was expecting, and the stock is being severely punished for it.
And we're seeing a similar, though less dramatic, negative reaction in some big industrial names like Deere and HP.
Exactly. Deere, ticker DE, actually beat on both earnings and revenue, but the stock is still down almost 5%, and HP is another interesting one. They beat by a penny, but guided their full-year earnings below consensus, and announced a pretty significant workforce reduction of 4,000 to 6,000 employees. That's creating a lot of uncertainty.
All right, let's talk about the puzzle of the morning for me. Zscaler, ticker ZS. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, guided Q2 revenue above consensus, and guided full-year earnings and revenue above consensus, and the stock is down 7%. What is happening there?
This is a fantastic example of a stock priced for absolute perfection. For a high-growth name like Zscaler, a simple beat and raise isn't always enough. The valuation is so stretched that expectations were clearly for a spectacular, blowout quarter. When they delivered a report that was merely, great, you see this? Sell the news, reaction, and profit-taking.
So the bar was just impossibly high. That makes sense. So with all these cross-currents, what's the strategy for traders heading into the open?
Well, the analysis suggests a bit of caution is warranted, especially in some of those mega-cap tech names. The broader market seems to be consolidating. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support around 673 and resistance near 678. A break above 678 on heavy volume could be a bullish signal.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, support is around 610, with a key resistance level at 613. The market feels a bit tired up here, so instead of chasing everything, traders might be better off focusing on sectors with real relative strength, like healthcare and select semiconductors.
So the big takeaway is, the overall market sentiment is positive thanks to rate cut hopes, but it is definitely a stock picker's market. You have to look under the hood at that guidance.
That's it exactly. Watch the economic data at 8:30, be mindful of those key technical levels, and be very selective. Don't chase the headline beats if the guidance isn't there to back it up.
Great insights as always. That's your morning dose. Have a fantastic trading day, everyone, and we'll be back to break it all down again tomorrow.